Welcome to the Elite Life with Trisha and Kylie. This is where we'll teach you how to develop grit, give yourself grace, and succeed in real estate. So let's dive in.
What's up, fam? It's my turn. Welcome to another episode of Elite Life. I'm Kylie. I'm refusing your gangster name.
I like to give us gangster names every week.
I'm Kylie. Wish me ish Trish. Wow, you should not let me drive the bus. Okay, we've got T-Money. And we're super excited because our friend Erica Krupin from Krupin's Poopin' Scoopin' is here to chat with us today. Say hi.
Hi. What's my gangster name?
What do you want it to be?
K-Poopin'?
I don't know.
Oh, we got to think about that.
All right.
You guys think about that. I'm going to marinate that. And before the end of this show, I'm going to have something.
I know. I want to be with the cool kids. Gangster right. name.
Well, we're cool. Check that out.
So I met Erica through a mutual friend of ours, Brian Fullerton. Shout out, Entrepreneur Academy and all that good stuff. And I was just so inspired by her tenacity and creativity to take a literal crappy job, right, that no one wants to do and turn it into a money-making opportunity that helps others, right? Like, that's a huge piece of my creed and my culture is service and giving and helping. And I love that you took that and you ran with it, and I just think you're awesome. So I'm excited you're here today.
Yeah. It's cool to meet you. We already had our own little powwow. We're friends now. We did karate in the garage without you.
All the fun stuff happens without me. All right. So we always like when we have a guest on to start at the beginning, right? That's where we like to start. So who is Erica? Where did she come from? How'd you decide on this deal? Like, you can take us through as long of a journey or as short of a journey as you want, but let our listeners know what's up.
It's a loaded question. I am complex but simple all at the same time. I like to try new things constantly, mm-hmm. right? So I'm always the person that is wanting to try the new foods. I want to try the new game or do this or do that. And my friends are like, girl, you're all over the place. Like, why can't you just decide on one thing? I can't. Life is too short. And when I got my hospital job, because I got my hospital job right out of high school, I worked there for 14 years. And it was fine. But in that time, I went to school to become a physical therapist assistant. I became an esthetician. I worked at a bar. I was the beer cart chick at the golf course. I sold jewelry. I worked.
Variety is her spice of life.
Yes. Yeah. I did so many different things. And eventually, the poop scooping thing kind of like came to me. So my husband's last name's Krupin. And we've known each other since I was like 5.
Aww. Right.
I had a crush on him for years.
Aww.
Like, he was the cutest. But so we got together, we got married, and I seen my dog pooping outside, and I was like, Joshua, I'm gonna try that Krupin's Poopin' Scoopin' thing. And he's like, the pet waste? I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna do it. And he was like, when? I said, tomorrow.
Well, that escalated quickly.
Right. I thought I'd take action. Yeah. Goodness gracious.
Oh, she's putting you to shame, girlfriend.
Right.
So the next day I figured out how to start a business. I went and got a DBA. I went up to the little city thing that was down the street, filed for the DBA. I had 3 different names just in case somebody had Krupin's Poopin' Scoopin', you know.
on the long shot.
Right, the other Krupins that are Poopin' Scoopin'.
I wanted
those
to
damn
be
Krupins.
I know. I wanted to be prepared. So I had the names. Of course, nobody had that name. So I was a business owner. I was like, all right. And my husband's like, well, what are we going to do now? I said, I'm going to start a Facebook page because why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then I did some research online and tried to find out, like, what tools to use, how to do this, where to advertise. And then I probably put in 40, 50, 60 hours of just reading and educating myself and coming up with somewhat of a game plan. And then I launched it. I said, hey world, but not super loud because I was a little nervous.
Yeah.
Because I was a pharmacy technician, a jeweler, and then now a pooper scooper. And they're like, oh, here goes Erica again. She's lost her mind. So I was like, hey, I'm a pooper scooper now. And one person from my jewelry business was like, hey, I have dog poop you can scoop. And so I, on a Wednesday at 7 p.m., I drove to Belleville and I scooped for two, I'm drawing a blank on the dogs, the big dogs. Great Danes, for two Great Danes, and I charged $20. And I remember looking at the $20, I was like, I made $20 today.
Yeah.
And the rest is history. Now it's almost, it's like 4 years later and $20 at a time.
I love it though, because like you didn't wait. Like you had a dream and you went and got it immediately. And there are very few people that would do that.
Absolutely.
Like you had no fear. You were just like, let's go.
One thing I do love that you said is, because there's a ton of like now is literally the best time to start a business. And I listen to a lot of Gary Vee, and you know, he's very much like, whatever your passion is, like if you like worms, you can get paid talking about worms. If you like doing this, you can get paid talking about this. One thing I really loved is that you took the time to educate yourself on, you know, marketing a little bit and advertising and connecting with people and exactly how to go about that, because I feel like that is definitely a crucial step that a lot of people, when they think of starting a business, they just jump in and they make a Facebook page and then they sit and they wait for the phone to ring.
Yeah, no, that wasn't me. I'm a busybody. I take risks, but I also take calculated risks. So I think about stuff. Maybe it might even be obsessively. Who knows? I might have been in a manic mode at that time. But when I'm ready to do something, I want to make sure I do it right, and I want to do it at the best of my ability. Because with working at the hospital, I was a terrible employee. I would have fired me like years ago. But because I was only putting in probably 50%. Compared now with my business, it's like, you know, 150, 200%.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's, I think therein lies the distinction, though, is like when, and it's what called me out of, you know, a 9-to-5 where I was building someone else's company and getting paid a fraction of what the company was making, is going to start your own business. It's like very much what Trisha said, like burn the boats. This is it. This is me. And because it's yours, you're more than willing to put in all of that extra time. You're happy to stay up till 3 a.m. mapping out lists and marketing and all of that stuff. At least that's how I feel.
Yeah. What do you think was your biggest challenge in like really catching steam and being like, okay, yeah, this is good. I need to keep doing this.
When I was reading that question, I was trying to think back of like what my struggles were in the beginning. And the main struggle was me. It being in corporate America and having somebody tell you what to do all the time and you having to ask for permission and going to having your own business and you call the shots, you have to be confident with if this works out, great. But if not, like you are held responsible. Mm-hmm. You have to put all these fires out. And I wasn't confident at that time to be able to handle all of that stuff. So that was the biggest struggle, was building up the confidence. And it's been a journey.
Yeah,
it truly has been a journey.
I love that. I love that so much.
What do you think is your biggest challenge now that you've grown and you've done this for a while? What do you have to overcome on the daily?
The confidence. Because what happens is, so I go through a challenge, I overcome it, I succeed. Then I'm like, oh, next challenge. Then I'm right back in the boat of feeling uncomfortable because I don't know what I'm doing. Master it. On to the next. And so it's just, it's always the confidence thing and staying on track and sometimes keeping my focus, because I'm like, oh, I want to do this. I want to do that. And I'm like, okay, but how is this serving the purpose right mm-hmm. now? Mm-hmm. And so that's the two challenges, I guess.
I struggle with that as well. I'm the genius who's got 5 different quarter read books on the nightstand. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to finish all these books. And then I'm 5 pages in. I'm like, no, I'm going to look at something else now.
I have 19 unfinished Audible books.
Okay, so yeah. we're going to have a date here. Trisha's like, I'm taking both of you to therapy right now.
Right. No, it's all good. It's all good. We're always growing, you know. It's one step at a time, right? Like one hurdle at a time, one challenge at a time. And I think that especially with confidence, it's one of those things, like you said, like you get it, but it's something you're always working on because you don't know what you don't know. And there's always somebody that's stronger, that's richer, that's prettier, that's thinner, that's better. Like there's always somebody more, right? Like –
I was telling the story in 411 the other day. Like, yeah, I was, you know, saying I was so tired because I had been on 6 flights in 2 weeks. And then I see my friend randomly at LAX airport. And he's like, I've only slept in my bed twice this month. And I was like, well, I guess I don't have it that bad then. You know, like anything you're doing, there's always somebody doing more, right?
Right.
So it's like,
or having a bigger struggle, carrying a heavier burden.
Yep, absolutely. So, but what I love about it is, like, you don't let any of it get you down. You're like, I'm just going to keep doing these things and like it'll work out eventually. So that's going to be fine. Like, this is all fine, right? What do you love about it all, and what do you hate about it all? Like, what's your favorite part of being an entrepreneur or having your own business, and like, or even your business in general, and what sucks?
I like the flexibility. I like the where there's not a creative limit. I can kind of just like do whatever I want to do and make as many plans and all the flexibility. But on the days where my cup isn't as full as it should, I don't have the energy. There's nobody to really lean on. And so then I have to like dig deep, and I'm like, you made these commitments. You agreed to this stuff. You have to do it. So just overcoming that and finding the balance of when I'm feeling really, really good, I need to think about Erica that's not feeling so good. Like, is she going to be able to handle this workload? And so that's been the biggest struggle. But I love it. And that's why I'm like doing the podcast and I'm doing my YouTube channel and just kind of trying to meet new people. Because, I mean, if I wasn't doing a pooper scooper, I wouldn't have met either one of you guys.
Yeah.
what would we talk about, you know?
Oh, it's so true. And they say, like, your network is your net worth, right? Absolutely. And I think that also is something that's so great about you. Like, when you came right up and started talking to me at an event, you know, like, you're willing to be fierce and go do scary, hard things and just be like, all right, let's do this. Like, it's going to be great. It's fine. It's awesome.
Yeah. And I had heard you on Brian's podcast,
mm-hmm.
right? And then I knew you were going to be a speaker. So I was like, okay, she's going to be here at the event. I am going to say hi to her. And so I actually had to, like, talk myself up to that, because I am kind of shy,
mm-hmm.
I'm a little nervous. And so I seen you standing there and I was like, nope, we're gonna go introduce ourselves, because you're not gonna know me if I don't say hi.
Yeah,
I love that, because I very much, and nobody ever believes this about me, but at my core, I'm an introvert. I had such a hard time when I first got into the mortgage industry. We were talking to a guest earlier, TJ, and I had to go from like being a paper pusher to being out in sales and like walking into like a giant business full of strangers. And like, I would be doing that in my car. Like, okay, Trish, we're dressed up in our business suit and we're going to go do our job now. We got to go in there. We got to talk to people. And it's like, if you just remember, like, we're all humans. Like,
we all put our pants on the same way.
Yep, one absolutely. Leg at a time. And like you said, I love that you use the mindset of like future thinking. Like, I am going to be able to gain this from doing this. So it's good to go do this thing. And I always tell my daughter a lot of times too, like, fear feels the same inside as excitement. It so does. You're not scared. You're excited.
Ooh,
you know?
I like that. Yeah. That's really good. I want to tell the story really quick, because about the being like an introvert and extrovert. When I was going to school for PTA, physical therapist assistant, I had to take public speaking. I had to take it twice. The first time I took the class, I did my first speech, almost passed out, dropped out. I was done, like, for like a year. Then I went back to school, and of course, they're like, you gotta do public speaking again. So we had 9 speeches. And every week I told myself, I'm going to put my name up on the board for the first 5, and I'm gonna be the first one, instead of waiting to be the last person called.
Yeah.
The last class of that semester, I walked in. Nobody had their name up on the board. I said, Erica, you have to do it. You haven't done it yet. I walked up there, and I have a picture of it. I wrote my name like chicken scratch. It looked Aww. Like I wrote with my toes. But I wrote my name in that first spot. I went up there. I spoke. I didn't die.
Yeah.
I didn't die. That moment was pivotal for me, because I'm like, wait a minute, you can do this stuff. And then when I seen you speak on stage, I'm like fanning out a little bit, but that's what I want. I want to do that one day with the poop scooping stuff or business related. And that's a goal of mine. But Erica 5 years ago or 10 years ago, no. I wanted to like fake my own death.
But it's awesome that you can get out there and admit it, because there's another girl that's listening to this podcast right now that's absolutely terrified to do something, and they're going to be like, if Erica could do it,
I can do it. Like you're opening the door for those future people that
those
that,
future doers,
the future doers, the future action takers.
Yay! I love it.
So, what do you think is next? The next step for your business? Like you said, you got the podcast, YouTube channel. What are your hopes, goals, aspirations?
The next step for the business is taking everything that I've already mastered and replicating that. So I know that I can manage this amount of houses and I can handle one employee, but can I handle 2, 4, 5, 10? And so it's just multiplying that. And I need to work on putting out the fires and being able to handle like in a management type position. So I need to work on my manager skills so I can grow. And so for the business, that's what's happening. And then personally, I just want to keep growing the podcast and expanding my vocabulary. That's something I want to work on this year, and connecting with more people and mm-hmm. getting out there and start building the community for the Pooper Scoopers, because there is a community, but it's not like super large.
Yeah, I could see that. And it's cool that you say there is a community, because I didn't know there was a community. So again, if somebody's listening and they're like, hey, that sounds like a great business to be in, are there other people? There are other people.
Yeah, there are. So when I did my research, it was a very male dominated. And I found one female, and she looked like this blonde Barbie. She had jewelry on. I scoped out her Facebook and I reached out to her and I met her, and I literally drove to Canada after 6 months of knowing her to go like hang out at her house, because we had developed a relationship over the internet.
Yeah.
Customs asked me, they're like, well, how'd you meet this lady? And I was like, on the internet. They're like, pull over.
You about to get killed.
They searched my whole vehicle, all of the things. And they're like, so why? Like, why are you going over there? I'm like, we're in the same industry. We both scoop dog poop. She's really cool. And I just wanted to go to her house and hang out for the weekend.
I just want to meet her.
They're like, ma'am, you crazy?
I just want to go to the ball. I just want to go.
So, you know, that happened. And with me doing my YouTube channel and putting stuff out there, I've helped other people start their businesses, and they send me emails and DMs, and I just cry.
Aww.
Because, you know, they were able to quit their job or they were able to make more money, and it's crazy.
That's awesome. So tell everybody what your podcast and your YouTube station is so they can find you.
Okay. The YouTube channel is just Croupin's Poopin' Scoopin'. It's hot pink. And then the podcast is called The Scoop with Erica Croupin. The reason why?
That's so cute.
Thank you.
Yes. Love it.
Thank you. I'm going through like a brand identity crisis right now, because I didn't want the podcast to be just solely focused on Pooper Scoopers, because there's a lot of other people that can relate. I also like to talk about mental health because I'm a little wild myself and I've overcome a lot of things. So that's why I want it to be The Scoop, so we can talk about poop scooping, we can talk about business, and we can talk about the good and the bad days.
Yeah.
And whatever else that's on my mind that day.
So you know you're not alone in that. Like, me and Kylie always struggle with that too, because we were like, we started as like Grit, Grace, and Real Estate, but then we don't talk, like, there's some episodes we talk about real estate, but we talk about so much other stuff, like setting goals and travel. Like,
I love
the travel one, and, you know, there's so many other things. So that, it's hard. It's hard when you start a podcast, because, like, you do have a niche, but you also
want to open up.
Yeah, you want to share with the world,
right?
Yeah. I love that. So what do you do to celebrate your wins when you're having a great day? You dance it out. What do you do?
I shop till I drop.
Oh. Click add to cart.
Yeah. I shop, I hang out with friends, I just treat myself, hang out with my dog. I'm in a better mood. I'm probably a lot nicer to my husband. And yeah, just take some me time.
I love it. And then on the days that suck, how do you kind of deal with those?
Well, I actually have a list of things that I go back to the basics, right? When I don't have a lot of energy, I go back to the basics. Okay, I need to make sure that my customers are taken care of. I'm gonna shower. I'm going to eat something healthy. And then if I need to lay in bed, I'm going to lay in bed. And I'm just going to take a bed day or just relax. Shut my phone off. I'm not talking to anybody that's going to stress me out, because I need to refill my cup so then I can be better tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so creating those boundaries and sticking to the boundaries is what I focus on.
I love that. And that's super helpful for so many people.
It's hard, though. It is hard when you own your own business, like whether you're real estate or just an entrepreneur, whatever you're doing, to be able to say, okay, I have to put my oxygen mask on. Otherwise, I can't help anybody else. And like you said, setting those boundaries of, like, so many people cannot turn their phone off. They literally cannot turn it off or set it aside. I will hand mine to my husband, and he's 6'3". He'll put it up somewhere high where I can't even get it.
That's good.
But being able to recognize, like, okay, I have to refill my cup so that I can pour out better tomorrow, and being okay with taking that time. That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
well, awesome. I had to do therapy. I go to therapy every 2 weeks to help deal with this because 2 years ago I had my first and only panic attack on my basement floor because I was so overwhelmed and I was curled up in a ball. I'm like, what is happening? What is going on? And so after that happened, it was about 8 months. I was talking to a good friend of mine. I just told her, I was like, I'm not okay. I'm just not okay right now. So she gave me a link to a online therapy where I could Zoom. And so I've been doing that for the past year, and it has changed me so much. And anybody that's kind of contemplating, like, should I go to therapy? Should I not? Yes. Just try it.
Yeah. Give it a shot. The worst that could happen is, like, you spend a couple hours talking to a stranger about your feelings, right? Like, that's the worst thing that could possibly happen.
It took me 4 months to have a breakthrough. And then finally I did. I was like, okay. We're moving now. Let's keep this going.
I love that because I think that's one of those things where, like, there's certain things you can talk to your friends and family about. There's certain things you can talk to your colleagues about. But there's certain things you want to talk to a stranger about, right? Because then you can get an unbiased sounding board and say whatever you need to say without feeling like you're going to be judged or it's going to be held against you later or whatever. And like you said, sometimes breakthroughs can take a long time because you don't even know what questions to be asking or what to be talking about.
Right.
So that's huge. And mental health is everything. We see that especially, like, around the holidays and just in general, like, so much.
Well, I think right now, because we live in a society that is so fueled by, you know, the stupid television and, you know, the Facebook, you know, like, we're constantly – And I talk about this with Ryan too, because he wants to move to the woods where there is nothing. And, like, we are constantly barraged with some kind of stimulation 24/7, 365. And being able to take that time and just be like, okay, I need to talk to someone, some stranger about this. I've been to therapy. It's helpful.
It's great.
So helpful.
I Zoom in. So if I can't make it home, I just pull over and I Zoom and I'm just hanging out in my truck. I, you know, talk to her and I'm like, okay, see you in 2 weeks. Yeah. That was great. But I won't miss it because I enjoy it and I look forward to it.
That's awesome. So if you had to give somebody, say, 3 resources, and this isn't on your question, so this is going to be out of your brain, 3 resources that are helpful to you in business or personal life. So therapy would be one. What would be your other 2 resources that you would share with people that have been really helpful to you?
Having the list of things to resort back to when you can't think straight. If you're the type of person that you get really frazzled and you feel like you're just off balance and you're like, whoa, I don't know what to do right now, have the guidelines set up for you. So when you can't think, the healthy version of you has already put that map out for you, and just follow the guidelines. Follow it until you're back on track and then keep it moving. So that has been really helpful for me. I keep that, like, in my purse.
I love
that. Hold it up in, like, my little pocket. And then I guess my third one would be drink water. Whenever I get stressed out, I just drink some water, and that has really helped me. That helps calm me down. I feel more hydrated. If I'm really tired, I'm like, oh, I'm so tired, I want to eat. No, you just needed some water.
Yeah.
No, you just need some water.
It's so true, though, because water is a life changer. Like, it does. It rejuvenates you. It gives you better skin. It helps you sleep. Like, just everything. Your body needs it. Like, when my son Trent, like, he finally started carrying around a jug of water because he went to, like, a team thing that you had to do it. And he's like, oh, my God, water changes your whole life. Like, just drinking the water. And he's like, I think I was just dehydrated all my life so far.
I wasn't drinking water last week, and I have, like, a huge pimple on my chin. I have not had a pimple in years. And I was like, pimples and wrinkles? Like, what?
What in the hell?
Why?
All right. Well, this is a perfect place to pause just for a second. But do not go away, because when we get back, we're going to ask Erica some fun questions, some hard questions, and she's going to give you some things you need and want to know.
Do you know more than 80% of real estate agents fail and quit in their first year of business? MyStarsAcademy.com has set out to solve this problem by providing a convenient, expert-based training and coaching program for both agents and brokers. The Agent Accelerator Program teaches agents everything they need to know to level up their business,
have a constant flow of free leads, convert those leads into clients, and take those clients to the closing table and keep them coming back for more as repeat business. Our industry experts have years of proven success in the business and are here to share that gold through one-on-one coaching. This will help you achieve more structure and work-life balance. We will map you a plan you can follow, which will guide you through the steps to scale and grow in both your business and personal life. Don't be a statistic. Visit mystarsacademy.com and enroll today so you can get the success you deserve.
And we're back with our friend Erica Krupen, founder of Krupen Spoopen Scoopen. I just like have really fun time saying that.
So much fun.
All right, Erica. So I did peruse through your website and I was loving it. What are three reasons everyone with a pup should call you now? Call me now.
The main one, because you can. Just, yes. You know, you have the option to call me. Do that. Also, because you get your most precious asset back, time. You can spend that time doing literally anything else than to scoop the poop. And you're supporting a growing industry. Pooper scoopers have been around for a while, but the industry isn't super huge like a lot of other industries. So the more people that use the industry, the more it becomes a regular deal and people aren't embarrassed to use us. Because that's one thing. It's very intimate when somebody calls you and they're like, hey, I haven't scooped my dog poop in a year. I'm embarrassed. I'm like, it's fine. I'm going to come. I'm going to take care of it. You're not going to have to worry about it. It's good. So I want to take the stigma away.
I love that because especially we have a lot of realtors that listen. So, hey, realtors, when you get a listing and the backyard is full of old dog poop, Erica can come hook you up, right?
Call me.
Yeah.
Tell everybody your phone number, how they get a hold of you.
I prefer if you went to my website, but I'll give both. So the phone number is 734-658-1246. And my website is www.poopandscoopin.com.
Love it. Love it. And your podcast, what platforms is your podcast on?
Spotify, Apple Podcast, Amazon. I think that's it.
And YouTube?
Oh, yeah. And I put it on YouTube. I slice and dice it and put it onto YouTube. It's pretty much the same, but sometimes I'll like edit certain things out and put that on the podcast versus put that on the YouTube. Just depends on how I'm feeling that day.
You're an overachiever. We don't edit crap. It just goes on all of them. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. And I always like to ask this question. If you could go back and give day one you advice, like let's think of teenage you, right? Mm-hmm. What advice would you give her?
You're not stupid. You just don't have the education that you need to do the thing that you need to do. So you can do it. You just have to put the time and the energy into it. And if you can't figure it out, find somebody that can, because you can do literally anything you put your mind to.
Oh, I love it.
That's a sound bite for sure.
It is. It is. And I love that, like, you're super fierce about going and like finding the mentors you need. Like you're going out in the world, like you said, you go to Canada to go like meet a person that's gonna, you know, lead the way. Like you're not scared of putting yourself out there to learn what you need to learn. And I think that holds most people back from doing what they want to do, is that fear of getting a little uncomfortable. Like you're willing to take the time to talk yourself into it, right? Like I always say, preach to yourself. I'm preaching to myself. Like half the stuff I post or talk about is stuff I'm actually just posting and saying to myself. That's it.
Well, I love too about your story. You're like, so I thought about it for 24 hours and the next day I went and did it. Like, so, and we've talked about this on the show so many times. So many people are like waiting for the time to be right, waiting for the skies to be blue, waiting for the market, or waiting for the, you know, world economic, whatever the heck. And you just went and did it.
I think because I have had so many situations to where I waited on it, I thought about it, I talked to somebody else, and then I let somebody else talk me out of it. Mm. I was in a relationship with somebody for 5 years. Not that it was a bad relationship, it just wasn't the right one. I knew after year two we were not right for each other. I was in that relationship for another 3 years. I went on vacation, I came back, the man was going to propose to me. He had a ring. Him and my dad got the ring. I came home, broke up with him.
Oh.
At that moment, I knew, I'm like, no, Erica, you need to, when you decide you need to do something, you need to do it right away. Even if you think it's going to hurt somebody, this right now is hurting him more than if you would have broke up with him 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So right. I've just kind of carried that moving forward. because that was rough.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes, like, we learn the best lessons from the hardest things, right? Like, you go through some sort of, like, hard, awful thing like that, but now you've learned this amazing lesson that's absolutely changed your life and will continue to change your life as you go, right? So that's amazing. I love that you talked about scaling your business so that you can continue to grow it, like going from one employee to two to four to six to eight. Are there certain like tools you utilize in your business, like technology, or we always talk about Google calendars or things like that to keep it organized? Because I did notice on your website you're like, we scoop the poop the same day every week. So like any sort of tools or things that some of our users maybe could utilize in their lives.
Well, I'm super ADD, so I have to keep things very consistent. So I need to have everything like on the same day. My nail appointments are the same time every day. And so I use a software called Jobber, which is my CRM of choice. I am a sponsor of Jobber. I love them. But that's where I do all my routing, my customer communication. And that has really helped me automate everything. So I don't have to think about all the little stuff all the time. I have to set it up one time. And then I can use my brain power to like focus on other stuff that I need to focus on. So that is a huge player. I also have this ginormous calendar on my wall. I think you talked about that.
Yeah, LAL. Yeah.
I bought one of those bad boys and I write everything down. And then I just have like a million notebooks that I just thumb through and then lose and then find them. I'm like, oh yeah, I was supposed to do this.
I just ordered my big giant calendar for next year, actually last night. So if you need a link, I got one for you.
So the one that I have, it's a dry erase one and you can You write the dates in yourself.
Yeah, I use Jesse Itzler's. It's called the Big Ass Calendar Club.
Okay. Big Ass Calendar. I love it.
Yep, the BACC.
That's amazing.
Because he has like a whole like coaching system that can go with it, and he teaches you how to take the whole year. I'll show you after the podcast is over. And on the back of it, you can write down, like, he calls it your Misogi, which is like your one, you know, how I always have like one big giant goal. So like last year it was to do 52 competitions in 52 weeks. This year I did the Hawaii Marathon. I did a lot of things this year. I jumped out of a plane.
That's wild. No thanks.
Yeah. I texted her and she's like, hey, I'm skydiving. I'll call you later. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay.
So I had multiple Misogis this year. but then it also like teaches you how to like catalog, like making sure you're intentional in different buckets, like date nights and family vacations. So like on the front, it's your giant calendar, but on the back, it gives you all these different buckets to like itemize out and fill in for the year. So then you can flip the calendar around and then plan it all. So it's kind of like a whole little system.
I would love to see that.
Yeah, sure. It's cool. Okay, Kylie, you get to ask your fun questions now.
Oh, it's my turn.
Okay.
First question, if you could be any animal, what would you be and why?
I would be a brown pit bull named Java. That's my dog. Because she lives the best life, and that's exactly who I would be. I think about being her every day.
I know, right? I want to be Billy so bad. She's just like, give me Billy.
I don't want to be Tigger at all and have like three kids pulling on me, screaming at me, like mom trying to drag me for a walk.
Yeah.
No.
I got it.
One question that we like to ask is, where is your favorite place to vacation and why?
I have not found my favorite place to vacation. I've been to Mexico several times, and I don't know if it's just been the place that we've gone. I just didn't like it. It wasn't for me. But I am planning on going to Ireland, and I have high hopes that this is going to be my favorite place. So we'll see.
When are you going?
In the next 4 years. Because the twins are going to graduate in 3.5 years, and then we're going to go after that.
Okay.
That's what the plan is.
So you don't have to drag them with you.
I absolutely not.
Oh, that's nice.
It's just going to be me and my husband, and we're going to go for 3 weeks to a month. And we're going to travel around. We're going to go, like, all throughout.
Do, like, a little tour.
Yes. I've already had my
castle.
Yes. I have my itinerary already started.
Are you going to take your EMP? Like, I know so many people who, like, go over to England and go over to Ireland, and they'll take, like, the little, like, ghost detector, like, the little EMP detector, whatever it is.
Oh, to go ghost hunting in the old castles?
Yeah.
I will not. That's not my thing.
Okay.
She's like, no ghost for me. Thank you very much.
I get scared. That ghosts scare me.
Yeah. I don't like it either. All right. What are your top three goals for 23? We kind of went over that just a smidgen. You shared, but.
Continue with my confidence and keep working on that. Continue with my fitness goal because I had a very big breakdown about my weight and my binge eating because I get wild at nighttime. Ooh. So I want to continue to not do that and, you know, being accountable for when that happens and keep going to my workouts. So that's goal number two. And then goal number three is to go out with my husband and have fun with him and not talk about anything that is serious because I'm always thinking constantly. Mm-hmm. And then he just wants to, like, be dumb and think about nothing. So I want to kind of, like, do that with him.
I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, man, the old Trisha used to be really fun.
Well, that's the same thing, too. Like, Ryan and I will go out for supper, and, like, we're talking about the kids. We're talking about business. Yeah. Like, I'm constantly yeah. rambling about, like, work ideas and putting this presentation together and things that we should do. And he's just like, can we please just go have a drink somewhere, please?
Right. Listen to the music, yeah. you know.
And it's hard.
It is.
And I posted a video on TikTok about my husband not wanting to, like, wake me up because he wanted to enjoy his morning. I made a video. I had a nice punchline. Like, it was a good video. The comments ripped me apart. I mean, I have thousands and thousands of comments, like 170,000 views. And it was angry men that were like, men want to do nothing. You're the devil.
Wow.
Wait, well, I need to see this video.
Number one, Grant Cardone says haters are necessary. Attract attention, good or bad. It don't matter. It's still attention. And the fact that you got all those views, I mean, you know, it is what it is.
I know. Like, I gained like 700 followers just from that video. But it made me think. I'm like, maybe I do need to relax. Not all the way, just a little. So that's what I want to work on.
So, like, he doesn't want to wake you up in the morning because you, like, just go 0 to 60?
Yeah, we were in the middle of a kitchen remodel. I don't got time to relax. We have contractors to deal with. We have things to pick out. And so he woke up, and I slept until 10 o'clock.
Ooh.
I should have enjoyed it. That's what the comments are like, girl, you should have enjoyed it. I'm like, I didn't because now it put me behind my timeline because I had things I needed to do. But I wasn't going to defend myself online. And
there's no sense.
Not worth it.
Right? And so when I asked Josh, I was like, hey, why don't you wake me up? He looked at me with this little smirk, and he's like, I wanted to enjoy my morning. I was a little mad.
All of our husbands can relate.
Yeah, well, you thought you were going to enjoy your evening. Well, now you're sleeping on the couch.
Right, and I think that's what so many men were triggered by it, and so it was interesting.
Well, and that's the thing, like, are you triggered by it because you feel guilty that you also want to be lazy in the morning, or because there's actually something significantly wrong with it?
Or are you mad that your woman's on a completely higher level than you are?
That she hearted it, and then you had the bad comment because she hearted it?
Like, yeah, and I was like, please, can we get on Overachiever TikTok, because this side of TikTok is aggressive. And I was making response videos, just like having fun with people. And just kind of like poking fun. And my one friend messaged me. He's like, dude, your TikTok is wild right now. He's like, you are taking over my entire feed.
It's so good, though.
Yeah. I was like, well, if you want, you can unfollow me, but please don't.
Hey, you know, that's like I said, that's what Grant Cardone, a lot of influencers, we were talking about Grant Cardone at 411 yesterday. And so we were saying, TJ had said that there was a video that Grant Cardone put out that said, if you don't make $400,000 and you're a father, you should be ashamed of yourself. And Andy's like, dang, you know, and they were like, yeah, like, you should be making at least $400,000. And I'm like, okay, well, first of all, that's relative, right? Because, like, he lives in Miami and California. So that one, $400,000 there isn't the same as $400,000 here.
No, that's
in Michigan,
like $2.50.
Yeah, I was wondering, like, what does it equate to? I'm kind of curious.
Right, right. And then the other thing is, like, Kristen made the comment, like, see, I don't think I would like him because, like, he's insulting other people. And I'm like, see, but that's the funny thing about Grant Cardone is he wants you to not like him because whether it's good attention or bad attention, he's still getting your attention.
Right.
You're still tuning in. And you may not like that he said that, but now he's got you listening and he's going to say something you do like. And now you're going to like
like him and you're going to become a follower of him. And I was like, that's exactly how it worked with me. Andy used to listen to Andy Frisella, and I used to be like, dude, what is that angry guy screaming the F word in your office all the time? And I'd always laugh. I'm like, you listen to this, like, hate personal development. I got Chalene Johnson over here like, unicorns and rainbows, everything is happy. And you got this guy in here like, rah, 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 screaming. And now here I am, like, four rounds of 75 hard, read his book, listened to his podcast, like, all in. Because at some point, he said something I liked and I resonated with it. And then it was like, it changed me to being open to hearing his message. So some of your haters are going to become some of the people that love you the most eventually.
And I think that's hard too with going on social media. Like, I'm always a five. If somebody's like, pick a number one between 10, I'm like five because it's safe. And so with my social media, I'm trying to figure out where I want to be. Because you got to, playing it safe all the time is not going to get the engagement. So when I seen that happen, I'm like, do I want to become like an evil person online where all these men hate me? Because I could make male content all the time.
Right.
Bugging my husband, you know, the, being the antagonist. But I'm like, I don't know if I want that to be my online personality. So I don't know.
I just, like, when it comes to that, for me personally, I just try to be as much of my authentic self as I can. And if sometimes that's, you know,
too intense
for
some people,
yeah,
that's what I get.
God, she's intense.
I think I'm scared to show my authentic self because I feel like I would upset a lot of people because I am aggressive. Like, I don't really sugarcoat things. I'm not about the BS. Like, if you don't like it. Sorry.
But actually, more people end up liking that. Like, that's what I found. When I always, like, played it safe, then I was always in this number one. I was very self-conscious all the time and, like, scared of who am I going to make mad and who am I going to get upset. And that's why I talk about Grant Cardone, because when I started listening to him and he's like, no, just take massive action. Like, that is the name of this game, massive action. And I did this thing after GrowthCon where I did 90 days of Facebook Live. And so, like, it got all over the map, you know, like you're going live for 90 days every day. They're going to see your personality 90 different times, different days. How do you feel? How do you like? So eventually just me came out, and that's what ended up just being out in the world. And sometimes it's intense, and sometimes it's sad, and sometimes it's funny, and sometimes, you know, people unfollow me and I just got to be like, whatever. Like, once you have literally thousands of followers, you have to stop caring who unfollows you or who likes you or who doesn't like you. But that doesn't mean, like, if something, like, sometimes I'll have something that, like, goes really wild like that. That doesn't mean that I need to keep trying to replicate that thing, right? Like, I just need to keep being me. And I think that that can be helpful, because if you try to just be that one thing that everybody liked, that's what's going to come off.
Right.
It's going to come off fakey. But if you just continue to be you, you know, this might hit, but you're going to grow, I think, a bigger, you're going to find your tribe, right?
Yeah, and that's the thing with my poop scooping. Like, I'm very authentically myself over there, but it's such a small community. So it's not like it's going to get a lot of views, but it gets the views to the right people.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's really important. And that's over on YouTube. But on TikTok, I'm kind of like, do I want to grow at large? Do I not? I don't know what I'm doing over there. I'm just kind of willy-nilly in it and trying to figure it out.
I need to get into TikTok, and I say that all the time, and I still haven't.
I'm like,
I need someone to teach me how to use the TikTok.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly. That's exactly why I'm not on TikTok yet.
I did one TikTok video. So my handle, which I'm going to let go of, is that one chick 2006, cuz that's when I graduated.
Uh-huh.
And it was like how to eat a leftover burrito. And that was it. That was the one video I made. I was like, first you unwrap it, then you put it in the microwave, then you put it in the toaster oven, then you smother it with sauce so you don't actually have to taste the disgusting meat that's inside of it.
Valid. I think I do have a TikTok. I think it has like two videos of Billy on it. So that was about my experience with TikTok.
Billy could have his own TikTok and become TikTok famous.
Yeah, for sure. Everybody loves Billy. She does a lot of fun things. Actually, one of my Facebook Lives was, I was on my Peloton and I literally just like had it going to Billy, and I was like, well, Billy doesn't feel like performing for you guys today. And it had like thousands of views, and it was literally just her sitting on the floor.
She's cute.
Like, yeah. I was like, see, I don't need to say anything epic or pivotal. Sometimes I just need to show you my cute dog and it's all good.
People love it.
Oh, that was a whole hole we went down. Okay, so last but not least, anything that we didn't get to touch on that you want to share with the world while you have this platform, because, you know, billions of people,
313. Subscribe to us on YouTube.
I don't know. Just if you want to stay up to date with me and hang out and watch me kind of bloom online because I'm still trying to navigate this. I'm a cool person. Yeah. You know, I have my good days, I have my bad days, but it's all good. Come hang out with me over on Croupin's Poopin' Scoopin' or check out the Scoop podcast. And the TikTok is Who Me. I don't know why I came up with that name. It's Who Me. And that's my TikTok. It's a little wild. I could do food things. I could do things about my husband. I just do like weird dances that don't really look very good, but that's okay.
She's getting it out.
She's getting attention. Massive action. That's what it's all about. And I think that's what this podcast has been all about today. Taking massive action. Remembering that excitement feels the same as fear. So you're probably just excited. And if you want to do something, just go freaking do it. Right?
Yes.
I love it.
I love it too.
Thanks so much for coming and hanging out with us today. It was cool to meet you.
Yeah.
You're now my friend too. So
thanks. I'll follow you on TikTok.
Strap in because it's a wild ride with Kylie.
Thank you. When we were talking about being worried about what people think, I'm like, my mother would be ashamed. My grandmother would cuss me out.
No, I think it's just acceptable. Like, everybody's like, oh, Kylie, she's got no filter. Who knows what she's going to say?
All right. Thanks for checking us out with our friend Erica with Croupin's Poopin' Scoopin'. Oh, that's a mouthful.
You did good.
We are here every Thursday with a fresh episode. The camera's right there, so I'm going to talk to our listeners here for a second. Every Thursday, fresh episodes. We're all over the place. Like, subscribe, share, and we'll see you next time for some more Elite Life.
Bye.
Bye.
We thank you so much for joining us today on the Elite Live with Trish and Kylie. Be sure to share the episode with a friend so we can continue bringing you more great tips on grit, grace, and real estate. You can also connect with us on Instagram, Facebook. We hope the ideas we share continue to help you build an empire and leave a legacy.